Okay, good morning everyone, and welcome to our Saturday morning Fabulous Bring the Team Together call.
Yeah, we're excited. We have a guest speaker, Jerry Bolton, but just first I'm going to make a couple announcements while people are coming on the call. Dave Johnson this morning at 8 a.m. Pacific time is going to have a special call on Jade Greenzymes. And that's such an amazing product. There'll be lots of testimonials, so that'll be a great call to be on. And if you don't catch it, it will be recorded. It will be on soundcloud.com/magnetic-leaders. And then on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific, Paige Murphy is going to be on Dave's webinar, on his Zoom webinar, and she'll be talking about our new organic skincare. And then, if you guys haven't seen it yet, Mac McDonald, Pat Terry, Reed Nelson, Dennis Estes have added a couple of videos and some slides to the Nikan Choice. It's awesome, awesome presentations. Plus, they share how to get into conversations with people to help them choose whether to be a customer or a business partner, and then how to build your business, how to develop, go to silver, how to help people on your team develop into silvers. And that is on, if you missed that, it's on DennisEstes.com. And then what was it?
Videos.
It's under videos?
Oh, first you go to training and then videos. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Over to you, Jack.
Okay. Well, I am going to, do a couple things. Okay.
Conference muted.
All right. Well, you still on, Gary?
I am. Can you hear me?
Well, we're so happy and grateful to have Nikan Collaborative Entrepreneur Jerry Bolton. And Gary's just telling me he's had a background in banking and real estate. And that's kind of like us. We had a background in real estate. And he's been with Nikan for quite a few years, and in the last 2.5 years or so, he has focused on working with retail sales, and that's very appropriate, I think, for everyone right now to understand that. And so I asked Gary to be on the call, and yay, Gary Bolton, thank you for being here with us.
Well, thank you for having me. I hope I can say something that'll help folks to meet their goals with Nikan. So,
well, I'm sure you will. And why don't you just go ahead and share why you kind of made that shift, and or you can tell people how your story about how you got into Nikan, how you made that shift to retail, and then what it's doing for your business. And then I was thinking maybe just share a little bit how a person that's focused on retail, you know, handles their day. What does your ideal day in Nikan look like? So go ahead and share what comes to your heart.
I was introduced with Nikan because I had a shoulder issue, and someone overheard me fussing about it and approached me and offered assistance. And I wound up buying a Elastomag shoulder wrap, which I know we don't sell that anymore, but that was my first purchase, and I paid retail for it, didn't think anything about it. And I own a gym, and after I got great results with the wrap, they showed me some shoe insoles, and they said the magic words to any weightlifter, these will make you stronger. And I immediately had to have those, too. I did some experiments in the gym with some of the young weightlifters and was just shocked at the results we got just from placing those shoe insoles on the floor and letting them rest their feet on it and then lift weight. It was just, we were all just blown away. And suddenly I had five people wanting shoe insoles. So I contacted the person I was buying from and said, hey, I need five of those shoe insoles, and she suggested I become a distributor. And of course, I had businesses of my own in the past, and I said, "Yeah, I can do that." So, wound up joining to retail the product. And as I progressed, I found out that's not what we did. You know, we looked for people that wanted that lifestyle. So I transitioned and started doing that. Well, a little over 2 years ago, I was a platinum, but I was having to spend money to qualify as a platinum. I'd either have to spend money qualifying myself, or I'd have to spend money qualifying someone in some of the legs under me. And in banking, I was taught how to analyze businesses, see if they would be profitable enough so that they could repay the loan. And I kept thinking to myself, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way. So I know some of you have heard me say this before, but my aha moment came when my then 14-year-old daughter, or then 12-year-old daughter, came in. She's 14 now. She came in with a 31 bag, which 31 is another network marketing company that focuses on selling what I call Vera Bradley knockoff bags. I said that one time at a meeting, and I was corrected, but they sell bags very similar to Vera Bradley, their network marketing company. And she came in, she was so proud of it. Of course, I interrogated her as far as how they operated. They never asked her to become a distributor. They only showed the product, then took the orders. And then a couple of weeks later, she came in, and she had been to another network marketing function that sold jewelry, and it was the same thing. They just showed them the product and took the orders. So I thought, this has got to be a sign. I mean, I've got a couple of these in the same month, and I decided I was going to go out and try the same thing. Of course, when you're selling bags and you're selling jewelry, you're not selling anything anybody has to have, or at least that was my mind, the way I was thinking. And here we have products that everybody needs. They just don't know they need it, not until we tell them they do. So I decided I was going to go out, and instead of focusing on showing people the product and then trying to sign everybody up as a distributor to live the lifestyle, I was going to go out and do the same presentation, but I was going to stop looking for distributors and start looking for people's needs. And I went out. This was not online. This was just face-to-face. And I'll never forget, I got a few hundred TV in orders the first month, and I was just, yeah, this works. So I started trying to share with the other people in the downline. I said, look, we can sell these products at retail. You can make a lot more money. Your checks will be larger, and, you know, you'll be happier with me again because you'll make money. So it took 2 or 3 months before I convinced my first next person to go out and actually try to retail the product. Everybody was like, no, we go out and we find people up as distributors. I had abandoned it because, you know, like I say, I was having to spend money to qualify. Well, fast forward, now we have several people in the downline that 2 years ago or less started the same program that I was doing, where we stopped looking for distributors. We only started looking for customers. And I still qualify every month platinum. I mean, this month, on the ninth day of the month, I'd already qualified as a platinum. I had all my volume requirements met, inside, outside the high leg, re-qualified leg. But the only reason I did it is because there are people in each leg that are retailing the product. Prior to that, it would be the end of the month, and I would be calling people up, asking them, hey, don't you need that replacement filter? Let's go ahead and place that order for that replacement filter. Well, that's a distant task for me. When you have people that are focused on retail in all legs in your distributorship, then all your legs will qualify, and you won't have to buy your own. So, you know, it's worked out wonderfully for us. I know this week, as far as what I do, has been kind of different. I've been going over the numbers, looking people in the downline that are close to qualifying, and I like to give them a call or shoot them an email and say, hey, you're 200 TV away from getting an extra 5% on your check or whatever it is. And it being kind of the end of the month, I've been doing that. Plus, I have close to 1,000 customers in my database that I've built up over the last 2 years. So I've been sending out emails to all these customers about the special Sneakin has launched, the new jewelry, you know, the fact that we have the two seasonal products, our cocoon and our thermal wear, and also the shipping special, you know, where we got free shipping on 250 retail dollar orders. So I've been watching the OV of my group climb steadily since Sneakin has announced that, because not only am I doing it, but everyone in my downline that has built up these retail customers. I have people in my downline that do a lot better than I do. They have thousands of retail customers already signed up in their distributorship. So when you've got that going for you, when you've got not only what you do, but what these other people have done, where they've been building up this long list of retail customers, and they're doing good business practices, which is to inform those people of specials and changes and new products, then you can watch your volume go up. We were a little concerned at the price, at the lowering of the price, when Nikon announced it, because quite frankly, we were doing great selling at the old price structure. But I'll have to say that most of the people that are retailing, in my downline at least, are setting new records on how much they're retailing this month. I know Tony Collins is one of my top retailers on my front line, and he has his, he not only does he have set a new record as far as his organizational volume, but he has several people in his downline that he has that are retailing products or focusing on retail, and they also have the best organizational volume that they've ever had. So,
that's great. Wow, Gary.
I know, right? You know, again, we didn't know what to expect. We were kind of expecting, you know, if we've got a 20% decrease in price, we're going to have a 20% decrease in TV, but that's not what we're seeing. We're seeing that our TVs are actually up among those people that are doing retail. Now, the people that aren't doing retail, you know, their numbers are the same. So the ones that are growing, the ones that are increasing their volumes, and that's what we look at. We look at OV and PV, those two numbers, because those two are going to determine what your check is. And those people that are retailing, those numbers keep going up. Did I answer the question, Jack?
Yeah, that's great. I have a couple of more specific questions. One is your database. You have 1,000 people in your database. Do you want to share how you manage that? What do you use for your contacts and your email?
Last time I checked, I had like 880 actually, but okay. I've got 32 new customers this month. So, yeah, I know, right? So what I did is the communication tools we have inside our MyNeekin, they're only text. In other words, we can only send text. We can't send images. We can't send videos. We can't. You know, we have a hard time linking things out. So several months ago, I encouraged everyone in our group to get signed up with either Constant Contact or AWeber or MailChimp or one of the email outfits that are out there. And we actually went through and downloaded our database of distributors, and for me, it's AWeber. And I did it into AWeber. what we're seeing, I know, I don't know if you get them or not, but I get the emails all the time, and they have all these beautiful images. Well, the images are linked back to wherever the person sending it wants you to go, and or videos. And when you look at their email versus our emails, which are just text, you know, we're a little outdated there, quite frankly.
Yeah.
But by sending my, or by uploading my database, you can actually do it when you do a search in your MyMeCan for consultant. You can do a search, and then you can actually download that search into a Excel file. And it will populate all the information for all your customers or distributors, however you want it to do, except for their email address. And you have to go back. And I know I worked for 5 or 6 days just copying and pasting those emails into our database. And I brought it up with Jeff and several other people that we need a way. We either need a better communication tool than our MyMeCan, or we need a better way to get our information into, again, either a web or a contact, or MailChimp, or whatever email outfit that you want to work with.
Have your people kind of followed you with the AWeber, or are they just all over the place with the different?
I have some that use contact, some that use MailChimp, some that use some I've never heard of. People that I've worked with directly are using AWeber because, you know, they'll call me for questions, and I can answer questions concerning AWeber, but I cannot answer questions concerning contact or
right. Okay.
Others. I'm just not familiar with the way theirs works. And the only reason I chose AWeber is because the guy that I was speaking with that was teaching me how to use AWeber, you know, he was an AWeber user. You know, and
yeah.
He told me at the time, you know, there's not a lot of difference in them. But it does. It makes a pretty big difference when you're sending out information that, or emails that look very professionally done versus emails that are text documents.
Do you have emails that are pre-set up? I mean, do you use autoresponder kind of things? Are you doing that?
I have autoresponders set up so that when I enter a new customer in the database, like these new customers I got this month, on the last day of the month, I will enter them in my AWeber account. And they will automatically, AWeber will automatically generate them a thank you note for their purchase. Other than that, I can schedule email blasts to go to everyone. Or let's say that we have a meeting in Atlanta. You know, I will search the database for everyone within so many miles of Atlanta. You know, and I will send them out something, you know, if they wanted to come and attend a gathering that we have. But as far as having something automatically sent out to them for my customer base, I don't. Every time something comes up, like let's say the time changes and everyone's encouraged to change their filters, you know, I will send that out to everyone. Or when Nick introduces a new product or has a special or a sale, which they do almost every month, I will send that out to people. Now, I do have people that are using AWeber, and I don't want to keep saying AWeber because there are a lot of different ones out there. I'll just call it a
right.
Sale.
Thank you. Okay.
You know, there are people that are using it in order to try to generate new recruits. Okay, and they will have a series of emails they have set up for the person to receive over a period of time. You can set it up like that. If that answers your question.
Okay. You want well, to, that's
interesting.
I can,
yeah. It, you know, it's the future. You have to have great communication. And, you know, I've been told that our communication abilities within our Monique is going to improve. But right now, you know, I'm choosing to use AWeber. It improves greatly, and I can use HTML and attach videos and all. Plus, what happens, too, with our customer list is after 2 years, they start falling off. You know, if they haven't made an order in 2 years, they start falling off. So I started losing customers in my database, and I certainly didn't like that. You know, one customer is worth, one existing customer is worth 15 non-existent customers. In other words, they're very valuable. So even if they hadn't ordered in 2 years, they're still getting my information of what I've sent it out, unless they've opted out of my email address.
Yeah, I think that's critical too, that we need to capture the contact information for all our customers. And so.
Yeah. Right, we need to have control of it.
Control. Just
like you said, I was so surprised when they dropped off a whole bunch of our customers. If I'd known that, you know, I would have downloaded them first. But yeah, I think that's a very good point, Gary.
And there's a very easy way to get it in Excel, too. If you go into your My Business and, you know, go into your search for customers, you know, you can actually pull it up in an Excel file, and it will populate every piece of information in there, their name, their address, their customer ID number, their telephone number, but it will not. Add to that the email address, and you'll have to go in there and create a new column for the email addresses and then go back. And what I do is copy email address and paste, copy, paste, copy, paste. It takes a while.
that's the long way.
That's a big job, isn't it? Now, how about when you switched into AWeber, did that put the email addresses in for you, or did you have to still do that by hand?
Once it gets in Excel. Then it'll transfer.
Yeah, once you populate them into Excel, then you build your database in Excel. You know, by number one, you can open it with everything except the email address straight from your MyMeCan. And then you have to go back and one by one populate those email addresses. Then once you have that database in your Excel, you can just upload that directly into AWeber and then but with it. You can actually go into your AWeber and you can see who opened or forwarded the email, you know, so you'll know who to focus on, you know, in case let's say I send something out on the new jewelry and I have one person that goes to it two or three times, but still they haven't made an order. Maybe I'll send them a personal email offering a 10% discount on that order if they order it this week or something. So you can actually go in there and you can follow those people to see who's actually looking at what you wrote or what you said. And
so,
it's the same model as LCM contact. You know, go ahead.
I really appreciate what you shared, and I know I would absolutely love us to be able to use all of Nikin's stuff, but I found it challenging for me, and so I just really wanted to know what that. One more question about you're using Facebook too. I know, and
I think a lot of people that are on today, a whole lot of people have come on now, so I think they are all pretty interested in Facebook, and I know a lot of them have watched your video that you did with Jeanette Robinson.
Yeah, so would it be okay with you if we open it up for a few questions and answers?
Sure.
Okay, team, if you have a question or a comment for Gary, would you raise your hand with 5 stars so we know, and we'll unmute you one at a time to keep the quality of that. Okay, Gloria Snyder has, here we go.
Morning, Gary.
Okay.
I have a question about how you generated the 32 new customers. Were you throwing energy parties? Were these through Facebook? How did you do that?
Some of them were just from personal contact. You know, I'm pretty deadly in a Walmart line. I'll walk up and down the Walmart aisle, and I skip those people with Coke in their buggy, but I go after those people with water or Gatorade. You know, I'll slide in behind them in the Walmart aisle, and they don't know what's coming. But the majority of the new customers came from my online activity. I started a blog about 3 years ago, and I get a lot of traffic off that blog that goes to my PWP. So a lot of those customers will read an article that I wrote, and then they'll go on to the PWP. I would say probably two-thirds. Any more, my PB for the month is usually over half repeat orders anymore. So I'm gotten to the point to where my volume that I'm getting every month, and I think this year I'm averaging about 3,400 PV as far as my retail sales for this year, and about half of that now is coming from repeat deals. But it's very easy to go online and generate clicks that go back to your PWP. I've told people this before. I think that in the future you're going to see people that have one sales funnel page. Let's say it'll be a one-page website, which is pretty easy to set up or pretty easy to buy. And from that one-page setup, so let's say you're focusing on the waterfall, and people will click on your viewing catalog and it'll take them directly to the PWP. I find that I need about 12 or 13 clicks going to my PWP before I get a sale. So going in, I know I've got to get 12 or 13 people before I get my sale. So my goal is every month to get hundreds of clicks going to my PWP. And you can get clicks going to your PWP by properly posting on Facebook. You can get clicks going to your PWP. I look at the people that are the top retailers in the can, and I look at those top lists every month, and I go down that list, and I realize, okay, she does hers online, she does hers online, she does hers online. You know, some people are doing it just by having a website. Some people are doing it by having a blog site. Others are doing it by just having sales funnels that feed their PWP. Blogging is a slower process. It takes a while to get the traffic going, but it's free. The others, you will have to either do a lot of Facebook pre-posting or go into Facebook and actually do paid ads. Or Google. Or Bing, or YouTube, or, you know, I can just keep going. I have people that focus on Instagram to drive traffic back to their PWP. I don't know anything about Instagram. I don't have an Instagram page or an account. I wouldn't know where to start, but these other people do. You have to choose, to begin with, I think you have to choose one modality, whether it's video or writing or sales funnels or what it is, if you're going to do it online, and just focus on that until you get it where it's profitable, and then just slide it over. It's like a little oil well, pumping out sales, pumping out money for you day and night. You'll be asleep. You'll be on vacation. That thing's still working for you. And then start you another oil well.
I love it.
Did that answer your question, Gloria?
And then some. Thank you.
I see the future. I mean, you can have a little one-page sales funnel and one long chain keyword to easily bring in 500 to 1,000 TV in sales. And I could see having 1,000 distributors that each had just one sales funnel on one product. You know, if you wanted to focus on progesterone, if you wanted to focus on the waterfall, if you wanted to focus on foam pen, you can set these one pages up. Just and when somebody will call me and say, how do I do it? I say, well, go to YouTube. You can learn how to do anything on YouTube. I'm working on a car today. Well, I went to YouTube and watched a video on how to do the car, and I know the sockets I need to get out before I go. Instead of running back and forth to my toolbox, I'm going to get all the sockets up I need and take it to my car, and I'll never have to leave my car. Well, it's the same way if you're wanting to do something, whether it's on the Internet or off the Internet. Then you go to YouTube and you type it in. I've been watching videos personally on sales, and there is such a wealth of information teaching you how to sell products. You know, it's pretty unanimous, but as far as how you do it, but people have different ways of putting it. I listen to a guy, and he talks about, of course, finding the need. You know, the most important thing if you're offline and you're in front of people is finding their need. And how do you find their need? You listen. And how do you, let's say somebody's not speaking a lot. They're not talking a lot. How do you get them talking? Well, you ask them open-ended questions. You ask them questions that start with how, what, why, when, where. Open-ended questions are questions they can't answer with a yes or a no. And everybody loves to talk about themselves. Everybody loves to talk about themselves. Okay? All you got to do is nudge them. And you ask them open-ended questions. You make sure you use you and your and not me and my or I. Leave me, my, and I out of any of your questions and just focus on starting it with one of those open-ended question words and be sure to include you. You would never say, how would you like me to help you? You would say, how would you like help? See the difference there? When you interject the I or the me in your questioning of people, there are some subconscious things that go off in that person's mind that they detect that you're turning the focus off them and on to yourself. And you never want to do that. You only want to focus on themselves. You cannot go out with a drumbeat in your head of, I need a new distributor, I need a new distributor. I'll never forget, and I got this from somebody else. Everything I do, I stole from somebody else. And I stole this from John St. John. He got on the stage in Las Vegas, loved to hear him speak, never met the man, hoped to meet him one day. But he said, I get up every morning and I say a little prayer. God, help me help somebody today.
Yeah.
How brilliant. How brilliant. I mean, from that day forward, that's what I did. Now on, I'm focusing on this. And I went to YouTube, and I watched video after video after video to find out how to talk to people and to find out what their needs were. And there's an abundance out there of it. And I actually practiced it. I know we had Thanksgiving dinner here. Thursday, that yesterday or the day, that was the day before, wasn't it? And I was practicing with my family of asking open-ended questions and not using I or me or not. And it's amazing how good you'll be at it. It doesn't take long. And they didn't know. They thought I was the best conversationalist ever because I was talking about them. I mean, it's just a little skill set that you can learn pretty easily. I know I get scattered and I go off on
camera. I love it. I love it, Gary. I mean, that, you know, that's what it's all about. When we find their need. But I like that part you added about, you know, don't put if I can help you or how I can, just leave that part out. I didn't know that part. That's a great tip.
they'll immediately shrink away. They'll realize you're talking about yourself, not about them. I mean, subconsciously they will. So it, you know, you can say the same thing, but just with a little different sentence structure, and it makes all the difference in the world. And it's a skill set you need to learn if you're going to be in sales. And we are in sales. When someone asks me what I do, I'm in sales. What do you sell? I sell your end product. Have you heard of the company? No. What do they sell? Well, I do. You know, would you be interested in seeing more than what we do? So, you know, it's just having a conversation. And you know, and some people don't say yes, some people don't say no. And there's all the if someone says no to you, the answer is always the same. Always the same. Talk to somebody else. If someone stands you up, talk to somebody else.
that's easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, we've got one more hand up. This is fabulous, Gary. You are awesome.
Here's a question from Julie Matt. Let's see.
Whoops. Julie Matt, your line's unmuted.
Thank you. Good morning. I have a question, Gary, that is along with your AWeber, and I was just wondering, when you do send out mass emails to remind people about something going on or tell them about, like, for example, the shipping this weekend that we have, did you have to get all of the people on your list to opt in to receive those emails? Is there, like, some sort of a subscription legally that we have to do in order to send that out, do you know?
I can speak for AWeber. When you upload an already existing database,
mm-hmm.
You upload an already existing database, they will give you the choice of asking those people to opt in or not.
Okay.
But now, they've already opted in when they signed up as a customer. You know, they have
right.
a choice there of whether they want to receive emails from you or not.
Mm-hmm.
You may have 200 people in your database and you only have, you know, 100 people's email address. I mean, that's...
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to be better than 50-50. But
right.
whoever gives you that choice. So
okay, that's helpful because I don't have as big a customer base as you do yet. So I have a lot of my own personal contacts that I'm trying to communicate with. And so obviously other than having given me their email addresses, I was trying to figure out how I could get them legally so that the companies that we work with, whether it's AWeber or another one, opted in so that they're covered when they send out the email. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Right. Every time you send them out an email, they have an option of opting out and not receiving it.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. That's helpful. Thank you very much.
Fabulous.
Does anybody have a question for Gary on using Facebook, how he uses posts on Facebook? I know he's got that excellent YouTube with Jeanette Robinson that I think most of you have watched. But if you have any questions, this would be the perfect time to ask him.
Yeah, isn't Jeanette great?
She is
yeah.
great.
You
guys did a great job on that.
I've noticed a lot of people on Facebook since then have been, you know, posting with the links back to their page. Now, what we showed was the free, how to post free. And people do need to be aware that there are paid pay-per-click options within Facebook. Now, in Facebook, if you're paying for your ads or pay-per-click, you target demographics. In other words, you can target women between the ages of 35 and 50 that, you know, live in a single-family home. That you know, you can choose it's amazing the demographic that Facebook goes into. Whereas if you're in Bing or let's say Google and you're trying to do AdWords or Yahoo or YouTube, you focus on what search terms they're looking for. Let's say you focus on people that are searching for alkaline water or you're focusing on people that are looking for that are searching diabetic neuropathy. You know, there's a different way that you do the pay-per-click. in the search databases, you focus on the key, the term that people are searching. Whereas in Facebook, their setup is purely demographic. And your ads appear, when you pull up a page over on the right, there'll be all these ads. You can have those ads. We were actually shown in Las Vegas an opt-in page. An opt-in page is where people can put in their name, email address, and phone number to be contacted for more information. And Ben Woodward showed us an opt-in page that the company was going to run on Facebook and then provide us with a lead. They have one video that plays. That video where it starts off with that little girl looking out the window. But you can have that. I mean, you can set up your own page, and instead of sharing the leads with 30,000 other distributors, you can have all the leads. So, you know, I see that as the future, having opt-in pages and sales funnels.
Yeah. There's another question, or another question, Ruth Lowe. Your line is unmuted.
I'm here. Good morning.
All right.
Yes. Thank you, Gary, so much. We've learned so much from you, and I'm so grateful for you taking the time to share with us. But I have a quick question. So if you have somebody brand new in your team, and they really don't know much about computers like Facebook and Instagram and Pinterest and all that other stuff, I'm just really good with email, so I'm really talking about myself. what would be some of the first steps you would recommend us to do to get a presence using social media that would be easy to do and not too difficult?
The first thing I recommend anybody to do, I don't care if they're a guru on the Internet or not, is to go out in the warm market and let's do presentations on the product. And the reason I say that is because they need to learn our product. They really won't know how to market it online until they know how to market it offline. So we need to go through that warm market of theirs. You know, Uncle Joe needs those shoe insoles because he's got diabetic neuropathy. And Aunt Sally, she needs our progesterone because she's taking a statin drug. It's killing her liver. So, you know, we need to go out and we need to help those people. And, you know, these are family and friends. And then once we go through their warm market and they have an idea of how our products work, you know, and how to market them, then they can transfer that to the online if they want to go. And again, when I say online, there are some people that just submit articles and have links back to their PWP. You know, there are others that put out news blasts and have links back to their PWP, and they do this on a regular basis, and they get clicks going back to their PWP. So if they don't know anything about working on the Internet, I suggest that they go to YouTube and do a search on marketing products online. And then just watch videos and choose a modality. And then let's work with that. Let's see what we can do. Let's try to put something together. Some people are buying email lists and are just emailing to that list. So, you know, it's difficult for me to say, you know, use AdWords or use Facebook or use YouTube. There's nobody doing it on YouTube. I mean, I look at YouTube and the search results, and James Whitmore has an excellent video on how to make money on YouTube. James Whitmore, W-B-M-O-R-E. And I've watched his video several times, and I'm thinking, gosh, I'd love to have someone in my downline doing what James suggests. So I throw that out to people. But it's just a matter of doing some study and some decision making. You know, there is many ways to market online. We could talk all day about all the modalities that are out there. And it's all about clicks. It's all about how many people you get clicked back to your PWP. So The more people that click back to your PWP and go there, the more sales you'll make online. The more people you talk to offline, the more sales you're going to make. It's great.
Fabulous. Well, there's one more question here, Gary.
I hope I answered a question. I don't know. I get talking and I forget the question and just keep talking.
No, it's perfect. Thank you.
Okay, Candace, your line's open.
I need to have the web page where that video is, Gary, that you did before. I didn't get that. Thank you.
Oh, I can send that to you, Candace, the one that he did with Jeanette Robinson?
Yes, okay.
Yeah, I'll send that to
my
you.
My blog site is Gary M., as in Mary, GaryMBolton.com. And it's the last blog I posted. I have like one blog there. That's actually the site that drives my customers. It's the one that I've got 3,400 PV a month from in sales.
Okay, Gary M. Bolton, B-O-L-T-O-N?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Thank
you.
You
know, and I've written everything about everything from poke salad to sneaking in stuff on that.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I attract a wide range of audience because they'll come and they'll read something I wrote about poke salad, and then they'll say, well, what else did this bozo write about? And, you know, and they'll go to some other blog, and before you know it, they're on my website.
Okay.
Wow. Well, Gary, this has been an absolutely fabulous call. I know we ran over time for our normal call, and Dave Johnson has a call coming up. And it's going to be focused on Jay Greenzyme. So we want everybody to listen to that on his regular second call.
Gary, thank you so much. I mean, you have offered so much. This will be recorded. So you guys, it'll be posted on 100 Millionaires so you can listen again if you missed. I know I've been taking notes and I still miss stuff, but you can listen again. If anybody on your team has missed it, you can have them listen to it. And, Gary, I want to say, you know, we are just starting. We've been real slow on this Facebook thing, and so you got us inspired, and we've just started the last few days. And yeah, you can just Google. I mean, you can just go Google and then, you know, how to do this, how to do that, you know, how to post on Facebook. There is so much information out there and little videos that can help. So that's really helpful, too, and that that video you did with Jeanette Robinson, I mean, so that shows how to use the post that links back to our own website is awesome.
Even to that specific product.
Yeah, to that specific product.
And what people don't realize is collectively, as we all link back to Nick N, then Nick N is going to show up more in generic.
Exactly.
Terms, which means improved sales for us all. So, you know, I know I sent out an email blast to everyone in my downline with detailed instructions on setting up a new website because most people have never had a PWP. So, you know, that's one thing you need to do. Everybody in your website, you need to go down those lists and make sure they've got their PWP set up because if they don't, it's not active. It's not live.
Wow, fabulous. Well, this has been a wealth of information. We certainly do appreciate you. Oh, I see one more. Then we got to go. Okay, one more. Carla Cook.
If you could send a copy of that information about people fixing their personal web page to you, Jack, that would be such a blessing to have access to how he put that.
It's in your mind, you can. If you go to your documents library and you do a search on PWP, there's a PDF file there.
Okay.
And it goes into great detail every step. And Rick Murphy's got a lot of information on his stuff.
Yes. Okay.
At Finance.biz on setting up your My Favorites page.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone. that's on the call. I know this
has been a huge call. So, Gary, you're popular. You got a ton of people here on this call. And we just appreciate you so much. And like you said, yes, all of us working together makes it better for everybody. And we just really appreciate you, your huge heart, and sharing with us. So thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me. Talking's one of the things I do. So.
All right. Thank you.
Blessings, everyone.
Everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye.